Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Hey, this is Bruce Cassidy with the Bruins, and you're listening to The Greg Hill Show on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I say to myself, okay, Cam, just relax, just calm down. Just take the game in and try not to show much emotion, but it's very difficult for me. That was just a reaction of what I thought was a bad missed call. It ended up costing us. It was just on instinct, really. And then, of course, my daughter says, "You're trending on Twitter." I'm like, what? So I saw someone did a really funny take off that they stacked up what looked like a bunch of water bottles, and then they had me throwing it and I was picking off kids.
Right.
Fresh from his appearance on the Skate Pod with Ken Laird, it is the president of the Boston Bruins who joins us this morning, Cam Neely, for the first time on the new show. Cam, what's up?
How you doing, Greg?
What's going on?
How's the transition been?
Not bad. I mean, you know, it's like any kind of, like a new job. You got to get used to the surroundings and find out where the bathroom is, and for me, where the break room is so I can get food. But, I mean, everything's A-OK. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I wanted to start off because a caller actually earlier said this ought to be the first question. And so... you guys have lost two regular season games so far, and both of them basically could be blamed on replay. Where do you stand now when it comes to replay?
Well, when that rule first came into effect, it was really to miss the egregious offsides, as far as I was aware, where, you know, if a player was 2 feet offside, not millimeters offside.
Yeah.
But once the replay came into effect, you know, obviously they're going to have to want to get it right, because if they're looking at replays and they see it's offside, they're going to call it regardless of how little offside the player is. So it's a little frustrating, especially when it takes a long time. When they're looking at it for, like in the last game, for 3 minutes, you're wondering why it's taking so long. But, you know, from what I was told, they're looking at all the feeds and they want to get it right. So
where I
may argue with that call was that Coyle, you know, arguably could have been in control of the puck with his feet. So a player can get inside the offensive zone ahead of the puck if he's controlling the puck. So nowadays, these players, but players are skilled enough that they can control the puck with their feet. So that's where my argument would be.
But to me, it had zero effect on the eventual on the goal, on the play. I mean, in this case, it's Claude, but you know, you can basically throw a Hail Mary, and of course they're going to go back and disrupt things. It was really frustrating to me the other night. I was disgruntled about it yesterday. I'm sort of over it, but it was really, really frustrating, Cam.
Well, it was frustrating, but you know, now that they're actually, you're penalized more if you call that and you're wrong. So you get the goal is awarded, and then you get a penalty assessed against you. So it's more prohibitive to throw a Hail Mary, so to speak. So, you know, from my perspective, I was wondering what feed did Montreal see right away for them to say that's an offside.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, are you guys like? There's. It's not like you have a D coordinator or an O coordinator up in a booth watching. Like, how does that get to the coach that quickly?
Well, there's video coordinators in the locker room that are looking at every play, and they rewind it quickly, and then they send it to the bench via earpiece, and they'll tell the assistant coach that you got to challenge this, and then they'll look at it. There's iPads on the bench now too, so you can look at it there. But you have your video coordinators in the locker room looking at the, you know, watching the game live and then replaying it as well.
This is a record start for this team. Were you surprised by how great of a start they get off to?
Well, I'd have to say, you know, to be where we're at, yes, a little bit surprised. I mean, I after you go through that long season like we did in the short off season, guys need to get healthy before they start working out. So you kind of feel they're going to be behind a little bit, but I give our guys a lot of credit. They came to camp ready to go and were in great shape and anxious right from the first day of training camp. So not surprising that they were ready to go, but I just, the way the guys have played has been a nice surprise.
Well, I mean, that first line is one of the all-time greatest if they keep the pace up. And I was going to ask you about what was the, without offending anybody, what was your best line? What was the best line you ever played on? Was it with Otsi or?
Yeah, probably Adam and when Joe Juno was there, we had really good chemistry, and you know, I was kind of in another lineup at that time with some injuries, and then Joe eventually got traded. But we had some really good chemistry with Joe and Adam.
I don't know if Ken talked to you about it on the skate pod. I think actually you did. We had Tory Krug on a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about his desire to kind of bring his family up here and to be here for a long time. What do you think it is that you guys have done, that Donnie's done, that the organization has done, where guys are willing to take a little bit less to stay here for a while? It's kind of like the Tom Brady model.
Well, a lot of it has to do with, if you feel like you got a team that can compete every year for championships, that's one thing. The fact that, you know, we understand what it's like to be a player and you know, what the grind is all about. Our facilities now are state of the art. The players are well taken care of. And, you know, we have an amazing fan base. To play in front of this fan base every night is pretty special when you see what could be out there across the league. And then, you know, Boston is really a great place to raise a family.
When it comes to Krug, that's going to be difficult to get a deal done, probably. Do you feel confident that you'll be – where are you at on that right now?
I leave that up to Don.
Oh, that's a Belichick-like answer,
yes.
Right there. That was a Belichick-like – you're getting good, Cam. You're getting really good.
Cam, the Patriots lost Super Bowl 52, then they went on to win Super Bowl 53. Do you ever communicate at all with Coach Belichick regarding sort of how to get a roster, build a roster following a Super Bowl or following a Stanley Cup Game 7 loss to get ready for the next season?
Well, I understand that Bruce has talked to Bill about that. I don't know all the details, but I know he talked about the preparation for the following year. We've also done some studies the last 4 or 5 years of teams that have gone to the finals and then where the following year did they maybe have a little bit of a letdown. So, you know, we've done some research on that and you know, for us really, and for any year, it's really about rest and recovery and making sure that we recognize when the players need it and to give it to them when we can throughout the season with the schedule.
I guarantee you Wiggy is listening right now, and he wants us to ask about Zdeno Chara. I don't know if you ever hear Wiggy on the show, Cam, but he loves Chara, but he feels like he maybe gets a little bit too much time.
Yeah, Cam, he wants him to be a third pair guy. Where is Chara right now as far as you see his game?
Well, there's some nights where you're saying our 42-year-old defenseman could be our best defenseman. that's – you know, another product of who we're playing and matchups and he's still a very tough player to play against. He's a great penalty killer. And he's, you know, with his reach and his knowledge and smarts out there, he's still extremely hard to play against. So, there's times when, his minutes do fluctuate, and that's really dependent upon the coaches.
Cam, do you think Tuukka's ever going to get the respect that he deserves for his body of work? You know, you see people all the time online having to remind other fans that get hypercritical because it's so easy to go after the goalie. Just saying, gentle reminder, Tuukka is good.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, he had a really solid year last year and great playoffs. You know, he's come out gangbusters this season. I mean, he was leading the league. I didn't look at stats today, but he was leading the league in save percentage. And, you know, he's had a strong start. So he's won a lot of hockey games for us. And he is there's a lot of teams in the league that would love Tuukka Rask on their team.
I'm going to ask a food related question, as you might expect. And it's not about the lunch that you owe me.
How?
You remember that? I mean, do you remember that lunch? I mean, you know, could we get that out of the way? I'd like to bring like a couple of listeners or something. Like
we should get it out of the way because I'm tired of hearing about it.
One man promises another man a lunch. You know, yeah. you want the guy to deliver. But some amazing stuff going on over there in general at the Garden, and I'm wondering kind of. When you look at it from the president of the Bruins perspective, if it's amazing to you based on what the old Garden was like, and you know you see rafters or any of these places opening up or about to open up, is it amazing how far this city has come when it comes to their hockey rink?
Well, first of all, when they built the what we'll call the new Garden, they built it in such a small footprint because the old building was still there. And then they always had these plans to do what they've done, but it's just taken a while to get it done. And to be able to bump out on that south side of the building where all the way up through level 9 to create more space in the concourses, I think was huge to be able to do that. And then to have some more offerings throughout the building. But, you know, you bring up rafters, that level is where we watch the hockey game from. And I think it's a great vantage point to watch the game from. And what's going on with rafters, I think, is a very cool setup up there. So
you just have to watch out for flying water bottles.
Well, we're in an enclosed space, which is good. And I just got to make sure I don't chuck it towards the ice.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's pretty amazing over there. It's and it's kind of like the city in general. There's like neighborhoods popping up left and right. So
right.
It's awesome. Comics Come Home 25 is happening on Saturday at the Garden. I know you want to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to have Dennis Leary on later. But it's amazing that for 25 years, Dennis has put together this amazing comedy show and helped raise some money for the Cam Neely Foundation.
Yeah, it is amazing, Greg. I mean, you know, when I first asked Dennis 25 years ago if he would do a comedy benefit for my foundation, I assumed it was going to be one and done. And he said, no, we'll do it again next year. And he kept saying that. And then 10 years, 20 years, I'm like, how long are we doing this? He goes, until you tell me not to. It's such a great night of comedy. You laugh for a couple hours. Everybody has issues. Everybody has people that are dealing with various health issues. And for us, it's about cancer patients and their families and trying to help them. So you can get into the building and laugh for a couple hours and help raise some money and help cancer patients and families. It's a wonderful night. And to be able to start off at the Orpheum and then move it to the Aganis because we had people that couldn't get tickets, and then go from the Aganis to the TD Garden because we knew that we could sell more tickets is pretty special.
You got Bill Burr, Lenny Clark, Robert Kelly, Pete Holmes, Kelly McFarland, John Mulaney, Stephen Wright, and Joe Iannetti all performing on Saturday night at the Garden. And I assume there are still some tickets available, Cam?
Yeah, not many though. We're pretty much sold out, but there is some tickets available, and I would highly recommend if you love comedy and live comedy, you should come and attend this event.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I highly recommend if you've never been that you go, or if you have been that you go again because it's a great event. It's amazing. Just before you go, quick update on kind of the Neely House and where you're at over there.
Well, that's all up and running, and unfortunately, still full for the most part, but that means that there's a still, you know, unfortunately still a need for it, but we're fulfilling that need. We're going to announce on Saturday what we're going to be doing moving forward to help cancer patients and families, and I think it's pretty innovative. So it'll be interesting. I think a lot of people find it interesting about nutrition and how that helps autoimmune issues, and a lot of cancer patients have autoimmune problems with all the drugs that they take. So we're going to be getting involved with this nutrition center. I think it's going to be very, very helpful for cancer patients and anybody else that really has any autoimmune diseases.
All right, Kim Neely. Well, thanks for checking in this morning. And keep it going over there. I mean, it's a there's a lot of games to play. So just, if necessary, head down to that locker room and kick something over or get in somebody's face or something if necessary, because they're off to an explosive start. It's so exciting. So exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Thanks, Greg. Danielle, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mr. Neely. How are you?
Good. I'm very good. And how's Nick treating you guys?
Nick's fan, Steve, all right. He's great. I mean, I don't know if you heard Danielle. I don't know if you heard Danielle on the show. She was very upset about the leg room over there, and she was whining incessantly about the leg room when it came to the seats.
Listen, for the person that actually stays at the games longer than one period, Mr. Hill.
I'm there at all times.
Yeah, with your back to the ice. Who's wearing Cam's jersey?
We've certainly heard the issues in the garden is working on those. Hopefully get them rectified, because we've certainly heard the issues.
I had no problem. I thought they're great.
Standing in a suite.
No problem whatsoever.
Oh, come on now.
No problem whatsoever.
Cam, I know you totally trust Dennis to book the show, and that's his job, and you're just happy to have it. But if you haven't had a chance to see all these comedians before, don't miss a minute of it. This is definitely the strongest lineup you guys have had in 25 years. It's going to be a hell of a night.
That really is. I appreciate that. Thanks.
All right, Cam. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care, guys.
Bye, Cam.
Right. Bye.
There you have Cam Neely. The news is coming up in a moment, and we will discuss what one German couple was doing so loudly on the cruise ship that they were escorted off Das Boot.
Is that how you say that?
Das Boot. So we'll get to that during the news coming up, and then Dennis Leary will join us, and we'll talk to Dennis a little bit about Comics Come Home as well this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.